Job chapter 13. See, my eye has seen all this, my ear has heard and understood it. What you know, the same I also know. I am not inferior to you. However, I would rather speak with the Almighty. I wish to reason with God. But you whitewash the truth with lies. You are all worthless healers. Oh, that you would altogether hold your peace. That would be your wisdom. Hear now my own reasoning. Listen to the pleading of my own lips. Will you speak unrighteousness for God, and will you talk deceitfully for him? Will you show him partiality? Will you argue the case for God? Will it be good for you when he examines you? Could you deceive him as you might deceive men? He would surely reprove you if in secret you showed partiality. Will not his majesty terrify you, and the dread of him fall upon you? Your memorable sayings are proverbs made of ashes. Your defenses are defenses made of clay. Hold your peace. Let me alone, so that I may speak. Let come what may on me. I will take my own flesh in my teeth. I will take my life in my hands. See if he kills me. I will have no hope left. Nevertheless, I will defend my ways before him. This will be the reason for my deliverance, for no godless person would come before him. God, listen carefully to my speech. Let my declaration come to your ears. See now, I have set my defense in order. I know that I will be vindicated. Who is the one who would argue against me in court? If you came to do so, and if I were proved wrong, then I would be silent and die. God, do only two things for me, and then I will not hide myself from your face. Withdraw your oppressive hand from me, and do not let your terrors make me afraid. Then call me, and I will answer, or let me speak to you, and you answer me. How many are my iniquities and sins? Let me know my transgression and my sin. Why do you hide your face from me and treat me like your enemy? Will you cause a driven leaf to tremble? Will you pursue dry stubble? For you write down bitter things against me. You make me inherit the iniquities of my youth. You also put my feet in the stocks. You closely watch all my paths. You examine the ground where the soles of my feet have walked. Although I am like a rotten thing that wastes away, like a garment that moths have eaten,